think it's important that those with influence in this government, in Fine Gael and Labour and the independents who support the government, that they go to the minister, and maybe they have been doing so now. We need to stand together in Donegal. This is the basic services that people expect of Donegal County Council, and the basic services being provided, and that's in the form of roads and housing and the whole issue of Irish water and the lack of clarity around that issue. And we've been calling for the other parties to stand with us on this one, because it's a huge issue here in Donegal when our basic road network is crumbling and we're not getting adequate funding. The whole area of housing maintenance, we haven't got adequate funding in this area, nor indeed have we got adequate staff on the ground as well. So this is a huge issue, and I think it can only be resolved at this stage, I believe, at a national level, and those with influence in the government parties and indeed the TDs and the ministers we have in the county, hopefully may in the last number of days been in contact with the minister, and hopefully they can bring some news to council tomorrow.
But in the event that when the council convenes tomorrow morning and there is nothing new on the table and Fianna Fáil votes no, when we presume it goes to a vote again, what happens then? Because according to the Department of the Environment, if Donegal County Council hasn't adopted a budget by midnight tomorrow night, that's it. It's dissolved.
Well, I'd be surprised if the government parties haven't been in talks with the minister in the last number of days. I'd be very surprised. So we'll have to wait until to see exactly what's going to happen in this area. At the end of the day, the final call to dissolve the council is a call that the minister must make. Again, we'll be calling on the minister to look at the situation here in Donegal. We believe we have a very strong case, and, you know, it's not the wish of the Fianna Fáil party to have Donegal County Council dissolved. I think we have a democratic right to stand up for the basic services of the people, and, you know, I don't think in any way that we can be dictated to just because we don't believe what's in the budget book is correct. We think it's wrong. There's not enough funding in there, and we're taking a stand on that. And I think we're right to take a stand. We're being very firm on it, and hopefully that will be accepted by the minister and the government parties. So I think that this can only change by the government parties fighting at national level for additional funding.
But the fact will remain that Donegal County Council will not have passed a budget by midnight tomorrow night. How can the council function under those conditions?
Well, I think for our perspective, our party, we believe that we can't support the budget in its current format. I think we've been very, very committed to this process. We've been very consistent from the start that we didn't believe that the enough resources was going into the areas of the housing and roads and the whole area of Irish water. The lack of clarity in this area as well, and a huge loss to the council, the whole water services. So there's a lack of clarity, and I think, you know, we've asked an awful lot of questions and we haven't got the answers that we require. So at the end of the day, you know, we can't be expected to support a book that we feel is not right for the county. This is about Donegal as a whole. It's not about any one individual or political party. It's about the needs of the people of Donegal and what the people expect of Donegal County Council. And at the moment, we haven't got the adequate resources in place.
So as far as you're concerned then, there isn't an out for Fianna Fáil that will allow your party to turn around at the last minute tomorrow and say, because of X, Y or Z, we are now in a position to pass the budget or even abstain on this vote in order to ensure the council's survival?
Well, I mean, as I said earlier, that's maybe something that Fine Gael and Labour can maybe bring to the chamber tomorrow. I'd be surprised if there's not negotiations taking place between the representatives of the parties at council level and indeed the Oireachtas members, including the minister here in Donegal as well. I'd be very surprised if there are not talks going on with Minister Phil Hogan as we speak.